So, you have SharePoint deployed in your enterprise, now what? Is a centralized deployment better or is decentralized the way to go? What are the biggest pitfalls to avoid when getting SharePoint up and running? I'm Christine Cassatelli, editor for Search1IT.com with a SharePoint tipcast for IT managers. At a recent conference, we caught up with SharePoint consultant Joel Olson and Duran Bar-Caspi, senior program manager with Microsoft SharePoint Product Group. Our first segment offers some pointers on the best deployment strategy for your SharePoint installation. Should you centralize or decentralize? Hear what Joel Olson had to say about it.
IT is very interested in centralization. I'd actually even say centralized by default, because if you can do that, it's the utopia of SharePoint just works best with a centralized deployment. When you look at decentralized deployments, say regional deployments where you have two or three or four deployments that are scattered around the globe, what you can do is that allows your users to have faster access. So what you've got to do to kind of figure out which one or which one's better, because both are good solutions, and ideally it ends up being it's services you got to focus on. What are you going to do for search? What are you going to do for your profiles, your My Sites? And what we find is if it's all about pages, that's when you focus on a centralized deployment. The larger the files, the more close to the users those environments need to be. Or what you can do, even if you've got low bandwidth, low latency, what you can do is you can address that with either WAN acceleration devices or upgrade your networks, work with your network folks to optimize the bandwidth and existing latency. But essentially, it's basically getting that information. Where are your users? Are most people in headquarters? What do those offices look like? Are they plant workers? Are they office workers? But it's really having all the data so you can make the right decision. There's no one right answer.
Now that you have a SharePoint deployment strategy in place, let's move on to our second segment with Duran Bar-Caspi. In it, he reviews the more common mistakes that are made when deploying SharePoint, like overlooking the obvious. Hear about the other issues that can lead to trouble when deploying SharePoint in your enterprise.
The five biggest mistakes that I've seen people do. One is overseeing the obvious in planning for performance. So 2 points, one planning for performance, the other one planning for capacity. So don't overlook the obvious. Go back to the basics. Don't overlook SQL Server. Don't overlook your disks management. Don't overlook growth. Don't overlook downtime. Don't overlook the basic stuff. So if you install out-of-the-box infrastructure, it may be good for testing, but don't overlook any of the basics for one, performance, and the other one for capacity. The third one, the biggest mistake is deploying bad custom code. We've actually released a couple of articles lately that point out to bad custom code as being a culprit in endangering the stability of a SharePoint environment. So double check everything before you deploy it. The fourth biggest mistake that I see with SharePoint customers is that thinking that SharePoint requires no maintenance. SharePoint, like an engine in a car, needs maintenance. SQL Server needs maintenance. Like any other thing, just run DBCC. Actually, you have one or two white papers out there on the right way how to maintain your SharePoint. So if you don't touch your SharePoint for a long time, performance will decrease and deteriorate unless you maintain it. That's the fourth thing. The fifth point in the worst mistake that SharePoint people can do is overlook backup and recovery. Always plan for backup and recovery. Don't ever think that things will be okay, I won't backup this. Always backup everything. So remember, plan ahead, don't forget the basics, plan for backup and recovery, and never trust custom code without double checking it.
This is Christine Cassatelli, editor of SearchWhenIT.com, with SharePoint consultant Joel Olson and Duran Bar-Caspi, senior program manager with Microsoft SharePoint Product Group, and their best tips for deploying SharePoint. Thanks for listening.